Devotionals just in time. Which path will you choose? Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 15 through 20. Life is about decisions. There are simple decisions that we must make daily, and there are others that are very transcendental. However, both the simple ones and those that are transcendental or that we consider important, all will have consequence, for better or for worse. This is one of the messages that perhaps we do not like to hear, because in general, it is more pleasant for us to listen to those messages that encourage us and tell us that we are going to have everything and that we are going to achieve everything. And I am not saying that it is not right. It is very clear that it is. There are times when we need to reflect, understand what God's purpose is in our life, what we have been called to do, and get up, move forward, because there will be moments whenever we would like to throw in the towel, right? But nevertheless, many times it is necessary that they give us a strong word to make us settle down, that is, mediate, reflect on our path, what we are doing, what is the vision of life that we have, where we are going to, where we are now, what are the risks that we are taking when making the decisions that we are taking. All this is very important, dear friend, because even if you don't realize it, they will bring long-term consequences. This will not only affect you, but will affect everyone around you, and much more, your generations. There are messages that we do not want to hear, but they are the ones we most need to hear. And today is one of those days in which the Lord calls our attention, not to bring blame upon us, but so that we can understand that while there is life, there is hope. That is, there is a new opportunity to stop. Yes, we are not doing things well, changing our mindset and returning to what is really good, what is correct, and what pleases God, so that we can live well. Jesus said that he came to give us life and life in abundance. There we can see that his intention was that we really live the true life for which we were designed and created. The world has another intention. It leads us to live just to go by, or perhaps to live life thinking that what is natural, like the economy, the vanities of this life, should be the origin, the primordial, and what moves us. But it really is not like that, because everything that happens in this life happens. Everything happens, my beloved friends. What's more, the Bible already explains it and says, the world passes and its desires, but those who do the will of God remain forever. So there are moments of moments. Today, this message requires your attention. You can turn it off up to here, or if you decide to continue listening, I want you to make part of a great responsibility, so that later on you don't say that nobody told you. If today you are listening to this message, this audio, it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. What is important is God's message for your life, to call your attention so that you think before you make a huge mistake in your life. It is the same message that has been repeated throughout the history of the human being, so that man can understand that there are roads that seem good, but their end is the road of death. Important decisions that will affect your life and the life of those coming behind you, and that you can dare to take them simple because you consider it a challenge, and you do, or you really want to wait for God to direct you to do it right. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, God gives us a message to the people of Israel. Once they were in the promised land, or they would try at some point to get away from the road, as it usually happens at some point in time. Sometimes we think that going to a service or going to church from Monday to Monday is fine because by going to church, I am with God. But is it really like that? No. I can tell God that I love Him, and my heart is far from Him. With my lips, I can declare something that I don't feel in my heart. I can be congregating, preaching, and doing a lot for God, but my heart is in another place, and without realizing it, it was really moving away from the true purpose and true will of God for my life. That is why there is this word that places a stop on us. Like when you are driving and you see a very large stop because you are going to cross an intersection which is very dangerous. If you ignore that stop, the most likely thing is that what will follow be a fatal accident. This word is that stop on the road, and I want you to listen to it carefully. Look at what it says. It was not only for the Israelites at that time, but it is true for us today. The word says, now listen. Look how he begins saying, now listen, that is, pay close attention and do not get distracted. On this day, I give you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and calamity, because today I order you to love the Lord your God and comply with his mandates, decrees, and ordinances by making in these ways. If you do so, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and also the land where you are about to enter and that you are going to possess. However, if your heart, look at what it says, if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, and if you allow yourself to be led to serve, worship other gods, when I warn you from now on that you will undoubtedly be destroyed. A strong word for truth, but also a word of caution that tells us, be careful. You know that no one falls into temptation overnight. There are always signs. Everything begins with a thought, but there is also a precaution on the part of the Lord. The Bible also teaches that no curse comes without a cause. There is always a call for attention from the Lord before the consequences come, or before you commit a foolish thing. That is why the Bible says, listen very carefully. Well, it is interesting to understand the importance to know how to listen carefully, so as not to draw our own conclusions, but to really understand what God is telling us and the importance of it. So Deuteronomy 30 verse 18 says, then I warn you that from now on you will undoubtedly be destroyed. You will not have a good and long life in the land that you will occupy when crossing the Jordan. And ends in verse 19 with this word, today I have given you the option to choose between life and death, between blessing and curse. Now I put heaven and earth as witnesses of the decision you make. Oh, if you chose life so that you and your descendants can live, you pay attention to what it says, so that you and your descendants can live. Important question for you today. What decision are you going to make? First, God says, I place before you the blessings or the curse. Then he says, life or death. If you choose the blessing and choose to live, you must understand that there is responsibility there. Following the will of God and keeping his word is the indispensable requirement so that you can be guided on the right path. But if you choose to enjoy the pleasures and delights of this world, you will consume your days on earth. The time that God had determined for you, you will waste it to the point where you are not going to enjoy it. And the years will pass in which you say, I did not have contentment in them. And at last, you will close your eyes before what was determined for you. I hope I am making myself clear with these words. Whether your life is shortened or lengthened doesn't depend on God. The correct order is already established, and I will express it to you this way. The Lord places his cards on the table and tells you, this is what you should choose. But why does God give us a choice? Why doesn't He just make us do it? Because God respects what He gave us from the beginning. That is called free will. You can choose. God will not do it for you. God gives us life, but how to live it depends on us. Now, we will not be able to say, we didn't have a manual to know how to live. I was wrong because I didn't have anyone to teach me. Because it is enough to look at the sky and realize that there is a creator. It is enough to download the Bible to your cell phone or open this beautiful book. And now that there is the true manual of eternal life, which tells us how to behave and what we really must keep in our hearts to be wise and to be able to face each time or season that is presented to us, and so on, enjoy life and make the years count, because in everything we always live to please God. But when we choose to live according to the desire of this flesh, we choose to live the crazy life regardless of the consequences. Our days are going to be shortened, and we will not be able to tell God why, if I was so good, or why, if I behaved so well, because among other things, we only see what is in front of our eyes, but God knows our heart. If we only judge appearances, we will say that many are good, but if what is really in the heart were revealed to us, could we continue to say the same thing? Deceitful and perverse, more than all things, and only God can know it. That is why God presents us with these two alternatives, because among other things, we cannot live by half measures. We cannot choose the neutral, because the neutral does not exist. Or the good is chosen, or the evil is chosen. I cannot say, I will not choose the good because I don't agree, but I do not choose the evil either, because if you stop agreeing with the one, it is because you will really agree with the other. So you can continue to consent to your thoughts and your flesh. You can continue living a double life in your marriage, trying to cheat on your wife and your children that you are fine, when in the street you have an affair. I am talking to you, man. I am talking to you, woman. I am talking to you, son, family who are listening to me. You can continue pretending, smiling, but when you get home, you realize that the hidden is stronger and you are in danger. You are in risk to take it as a call of attention for love, so that you don't decide when you see that stop to put your foot on the accelerator harder, but to start braking little by little to the point where you can stop your car and look to the right and the left and decide if it is the moment to cross or if it is the time to wait. God always arrives just in time. It is not a word that everyone wants to hear, but if we should, in front of you is life and death, blessing of course. What are you going to choose? It depends on you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this wonderful word. Today, I only ask you in the name of Jesus to help us choose the right way. And although we don't have people around us who give us good advice, you created us morally prepared to understand within our being, within us, what is really good and pleasant. Oh Lord, just help us and give us the strength to listen carefully today. And thus, from early on, we can avoid great consequence on this day and be prepared for what is to come. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos spoke to you. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I want to extend the invitation so that you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. And if you have social networks on TikTok, on Twitter, on Instagram, you can follow me on Facebook. There you find me as @PastorEliasHC. A big hug. Blessings.